The soundtrack to your life. Cheshire's Silk 106.9.
So week one of this very special podcast series, talking about being fit and healthy with Silk Fitness Therapy. Mike and Kate, how are you?
All right, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not bad at all. Now, so we've got 8 weeks, haven't we, to talk about being healthy, being fitter, being mentally healthy and fitter as well.
Yeah.
So the first one is this week, episode one, about diets.
Yeah, the basics of calories and misinformation, really.
Are we talking fad diets?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that. We can dive into fad diets a bit.
I was going to say it's a huge subject. We could be here forever talking about diets.
So when we're talking about diets then, right? So you've got, I'll name check the obvious ones. You've got Weight Watchers, you've got Slimming World, you've got the Atkins. Is the Atkins still a thing? Is it?
I think that's kind of more transformed into keto.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, new name.
Kind of.
Right, okay. So you've got keto diet. Then you've got this high protein, low carb diet that people like the Dwayne The Rock Johnson keeps banging on about. So what's the first question to you guys is, what's the secret behind a good diet? Is it lots of meat, lots of veg, lots of fruit, and that's it?
The secret is the best diet is the diet that you can sustain. It's a diet where you think you could stay on it for life. It's what you could do consistently. Mm-hmm. So it's the best diet for you. So like I say, if The Rock prefers going, you know, high protein, low carb, it's because it works for him. You know, he's also got to stay in shape for films and stuff as well. But it's like if I said to you, go high protein, low carb, but you struggle with not having carbohydrates, or it's not going to work for you. You won't be able to sustain it. It's like when a lot of people go into more like the keto-based stuff, that's very, very low carb. So that's probably, I think it's under 50 grams of carbs a day. To sustain that for life, it's not possible. You might get quick results, but you only get them results from being in a calorie deficit anyway.
So that's, I mean, to lose weight, you've got to be in a calorie deficit then,
aren't you? Yeah, it has to be in a calorie deficit. So a lot of people probably don't really get what a calorie deficit is. So with a calorie deficit, everyone has a maintenance level of calories. That's the amount of calories that you need to consume every day just to stay as you are now. So that's taking into account your job, if you walk to work, if you exercise four times a week, you know, everyone has this level of calories, whether you track it or not, you know, and that is to stay as you are now. If you want to lose weight, you eat below that number, and that is a caloric deficit. If you want to gain weight, you eat above that number, and that's a caloric surplus.
But some diets, like you said before, you can't stick to, but then you've got the mental aspect of a diet. So I've tried before, right? I've tried cutting carbs out completely.
Yeah.
But Kate, I want to bring you in on this because mentally that messed my head up. You know, I was tired, exhausted, grumpy.
So every diet has different qualities and benefits and negative sides to it as well. So something like that isn't going to work for you long term, but it may have hit what you needed to hit short term. But I think ultimately we put too much focus on diet, and we've got to get the balance right. And it isn't just about how we look and, you know, how we perform. It's about taking care of our bodies, because I mean, we all see the news and what's out there at the moment, and there's massive high rates of cancer and heart disease, and diabetes is a big one now in this country. Obesity is huge. So it's considering everything that we put in our body that is going to keep it at its optimum. So we want that to be nutritious as well. We've got to take care of our bodies. We've only got one of them. And, you know, if we're filling it full of weird diets and weird foods and, you know, overthinking it, then we're not going to do ourselves any favors. We need to keep it simple, but keep ourselves well fed with nutritious food.
So what's the answer then to you keep hearing this thing about a balanced diet? Right. So, all right. Very scientifically, then, what is a 100% balanced diet?
Varied food sources.
Yeah.
Basically. So, do you mean like sugar as well?
Yeah.
Like man-made sugar?
Yeah.
So you can
smaller doses.
Everything in moderation. Yeah. So you get the balance right. So we often talk about 80-20, don't we?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, if you can do sensible eating, relatively healthy eating, 80% of the time, you still go and have your treats and
have a bit of fun twice.
Yeah, so. Like, you know, Mike calls it fun eating. So, yeah.
I've heard the term cheat day.
You know, yeah, that like, kind of
me,
thing.
That's more like for a cheat. It's you've cheated on your diet.
Yeah.
It's right. More of a negative.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be a negative. You know, it's having fun foods. You know, you're not cheating. You're not doing something wrong or naughty or breaking your diet. It's, you're having a bit
yeah,
of
because that
it.
Also has a like a psychological impact as yeah. well, and you start overthinking those cheat days, and you feel then bad about it, and that becomes a different mindset. They're the foods that you really enjoy eating. Like I love my pizza. I have to because my husband's half Italian, so it's compulsory in our house, and he loves making pizzas, so we love our pizza.
But the stuff you put on a pizza can be quite healthy.
Exactly.
You know, so you've got all those olives.
Yeah.
Those what
all your
you
fresh veggies. Well, I don't eat any meat, so no meat for me. But lots of veggies, and I ease back on the cheese as well. So
see, cheese, right? I would class that as healthy.
Mm.
It's not, is it?
Oh, no.
Well, look, you can have all of these things.
All right, okay. So if I was to weigh up like a Mars bar and a packet of crisps mm-hmm. and a slab of proper, real good, strong cheese, which is the worst?
So which one do you want more?
Oh, God.
Obviously, one's going to be... Well, I maybe wouldn't use, say, cheese in a Mars bar, but say, like, if you used a Mars bar in, like, a volume of salad or something, one's obviously going to be more nutrient-dense.
Yeah.
So it's going to provide your body with a better source of nutrients. One's going to be more calorie-dense, so like the Mars bar. But if you want that Mars bar, yeah, all right.
Have it.
Yeah. But bear in mind... You've got to be making sure you're eating nutritious food the majority of the time. I think it's understanding as well that a calorie is just a calorie. It's a unit of energy. There's not really good versus bad. So people need to try and come out of that mindset of good versus bad. It's more a case of there's nutrient-dense calories and there's calorie-dense calories. So it's, you can have a little bit of what you like every day, but make sure the vast majority of your diet is built up of varied and nutritious food sources. So it's not good versus bad as such.
So if somebody come to your gym, Silk Fitness Therapy, and said, look, this is my diet, what would you do straight away? Would you strip it all back and go, right, either that's all rubbish or that's all good? What's the first thing you do?
So typically, like for me, I like to do is like building foundations. So I don't try and say, right, it's all done. I'll scrap it all. We're going to go right in. You're going to eat clean, which I'm not a massive fan of that term, but eat clean like 7 days a week and exercise every day. That's again, it's not sustainable. So we start trying to lay the foundation. So we typically say track your calories or track your food intake for a week.
Do you like keep a food diary then?
Keep a food diary. MyFitnessPal, great app you can download and that'll track all your food. You can scan it dead easy. We'll say keep that for a week. Then after that, we'll take a look at it and we'll go right. Okay, let's look at what we can improve. Let's not say take away anything. Let's look at what we can improve. So it might be you're really low on protein. Let's try and up your protein for the next week. Okay, cool. We've got built that little bit of a habit, which is obviously something we're going to talk about further down the line. We've built that habit of increasing your protein. Okay, now let's look at maybe reducing the calories or upping the calories, depending on what your goals are. And we just build from there, really. So we just start them off, little wins, you know, hit your calories, blah, blah, blah. Then, you know, hit your protein, whatever it might be.
Nothing overcomplicated, because you don't want to scare people and... put them in a state of shock and think, you know, so that they're thinking, oh God, I've changed my diet and I can't do it all. And it gets overwhelming for them. So they've got to feel, people need to feel like they're winning, that they're making really good progress and that they're ticking those little boxes and making changes so that then progresses them onto the next one. Like you did. You were talking the other day about yourself and that was a perfect example.
A little bit of backstory to myself. I was nearly 20 stone at Christmas.
Yeah.
And then I was really ill and just tired all the time. So I decided, but I noticed, well, my wife noticed that I was turning food away at Christmas.
Mm.
So something clicked in my head and I just said, I don't want that. You know, I went to a New Year's Eve party at my cousin's and I said, oh, I don't want that plate of, I don't know, Scotch eggs. I don't want that pork pie. You know, I don't want that great big bottle of Coke or whatever it is. And something just clicked. Is that for everybody? Something just, a penny drops?
Yeah, sometimes. And I think maybe for you, your body was telling you. Your body was saying, I don't want to eat that. I need something different in my body. Your body was saying that it needed something nutritious. It needed to change what it was doing. And that's maybe the message that you got. But it's different for everybody.
Yeah, there are different things. Like, for me, mine was having kids.
Yeah,
even though I've always worked out, my main goals when I first started working out were just to look better. I didn't really care if I was healthy as such. I didn't care if I moved or I just wanted to look better. And then I had kids, and then it got a bit more about I wanted to move better, I wanted to be able to run, play with my kids, I wanted to be around for a long time. And
yeah,
that's where it switched to health. And obviously you said,
yeah, so everyone has their own journey. That's one thing that we've found, is that everyone has something that they relate to. And so Mike has his, you have yours. I had breast cancer in 2010, so that was my kick up the backside, if you like. And I'd always been into fitness, but that really made me look at what I was putting in my body so that I was optimizing everything and really taking note of where I could make my own improvements. And I started reading a lot about food choices and, you know, what was perceived as good or bad. Well, I figured it all out, you know, and made my own way. So I've had my own journey, and most people do.
That's what it is, isn't it? It's food choices as well. Like I say, going back to the good versus bad, it's there are better choices. You know, we were saying about being in a calorie deficit. I think David asked us, he said, so you're telling me that if I just ate Mars bars, as long as I was in a calorie deficit, I'd still lose weight? Yeah.
So this is interesting. Let's talk about this a little bit in more depth then, right? So you can just live off, I don't know, if your calories are, give me a number.
So like my own, I'm cutting weight for a competition at the minute. So my own calories are 2,400 calories a day.
So if you want to go and have a cheeseburger from a well-known chain that you can drive through and get it.
Yeah.
And that's, say, I don't know, how many calories in an average cheeseburger?
Double cheese, about 400 calories.
400 calories, right. Yeah. But you're allowed 2,500 calories or whatever you said you were allowed. You've got loads of calories to play with, so you can go and have that cheeseburger.
I could. Now, bear in mind, that cheeseburger is quite small. So I could get 400 calories from a lot more food. But it's the choices I make. So say if I want that cheeseburger, okay, I'll have that cheeseburger. That might mean that my other meals have to be a bit smaller to get that in. And, you know, there are certain, like, kind of rules.
So what you're saying is it's a bit like losing weight with numbers.
Yes, I can't think. I think James Smith, that guy I told you to follow on Instagram, he refers to it as like a bank account.
Yeah.
So it's like your bank account is your calorie goal for the day. It's like, so if you want, want to splurge some money on blah, 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 you've only got X amount of money in your bank account. Yeah. So that means other things might have to suffer. So it's like, if you want that big night out, you spend all your money on that night out, the rest of your month, you're probably going to suffer because you've got no money. And it's like that with calories. So if I decide I want to have a fast food chain, no names, but the rest of the day, I might have to, I don't want to say suffer, but I have to be more cautious with it.
And also that burger isn't necessarily going to keep you sustained and full and feeling satisfied either. Yeah. Like your Mars bars wouldn't.
10-20 minute
yes,
hit.
Exactly.
And then that's over.
But if that's what you decide to do, that's fine, you know. But bear in mind, you are going to be lacking from other nutrient sources. But so that's why, like, for me personally, I don't tend to have breakfast. Not for any other reason other than I just don't tend to like eating in the morning. I'd rather save my calories for later on in the evening. I like to go to bed feeling full. So that's my decision, is I'd rather have a morning of no food and then say from 11 o'clock, that's where I've got my 2,500 calories to try and hit. Mm-hmm. And then I'll still kind of go a little bit smaller meals so I can have a big meal at night with my family. And then I could, you know, if I've hit my protein, I've nearly hit my calories, I'll make up the rest of them calories with stuff I like. You know, my kind of little rules for me are drink my water, get my fruit and my veg in, hit my protein, and then the rest of it that's left over after that, have a bit of fun with. So if I say chose to have that cheeseburger, my bit of fun then in the evening, I'm probably not going to be able to do because I chose to have that cheeseburger. But it allows a lot more flexibility and freedom, so you're not restricted. I think any diet that says you can't do this, you can't do that, it's a load of rubbish.
I like the idea of that, the bank analogy.
Mm.
Yeah, I might have butchered that a bit, but I'll try and find it for you and I'll send it. But it was like, think of your diet like your bank account.
It is, because everything you're going to be eating, you're going to be taking out of your bank account. And so it is. It's like a daily bank account. Yeah.
You've got an allowance.
Keep it that simple.
You've got an allowance. That's what it is.
Quick question for you then, before we wrap up episode one, about diets and how to fuel your body, all that kind of stuff. Can you lose weight just by watching what you eat? Or has it got to be a 50-50? You know, move more and lose weight. Diet, I mean.
You can lose weight with, and this is going to sound terrible for a manager in the gym.
I know. Careful what you say here.
Yeah, it might affect us a little bit, but you can lose weight without the gym. You cannot lose the weight without nutrition.
Wow.
Your nutrition, you can't do it without the nutrition.
So it's what goes in that counts.
It's what goes in.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are certain other factors. You do have like total daily expenditure, TDE, which is the amount of calories that you burn every day just from moving around. Well, that's based on four other pillars, which is your baseline metabolic rate, which is the amount of calories you need just to keep the lights on, so keep yourself alive. And everybody needs that, you know. And then you've got, what's it, TEF, thermo-effective food. So if you're eating a more high-protein diet, you're going to burn more calories from eating a higher protein diet. But I'll get into that, I think, on the next podcast a bit more. And then you've got the calories that you burn from exercising. And then you've got your NEAT, which is a non-exercise activity thermogenesis, which is the amount of calories that you burn, like me now, kind of just fidgeting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that, basically. So they're the things that make up your calories out, if you will.
But then there's the other side of it, that you want to keep active, because that's another healthy way of living your life, you know. So, yeah, we could all be couch potatoes and just monitor our nutrition, but really, you want to keep flexible, you want to keep moving so that keep your muscle mass, so you can keep doing the things that you want to do all through your life.
I heard something said to me from a friend of mine at the gym that I go to, because I don't live in the Cheshire area, yeah. I live in the Potteries, in the Stoke-on-Trent mm-hmm. area. And a friend of mine who I train with a little bit said to me, if you don't, something about use it or lose it.
Yeah.
Right. So if you don't go and lift a little bit of weight, or go and do a bit of a jog, or use the cross trainer, then you'll seize up. You're a machine. You'll seize up. So use it, or you're going to lose it.
Yeah. It's one of the things, like I said, you could lose the weight from just monitoring your nutrition.
But
if you want to be overall healthy, overall well-being, no, you should include movement.
Well, nobody likes bending over and making that noise.
No, they don't.
You know, when they're trying to pick something up off the floor, and going to the gym will cut down on those kind of noises.
Yeah, hopefully.
Right, so episode one about diets. We've covered everything on there about, you know, the myths and all that kind of stuff about calories in, calories out, all that kind of stuff. So you can have a cheeseburger if you really want to, but you've got to cut back
on
everything else and all that kind of stuff. So diets don't have to be that scary, do they?
No,
not at all. Oh, and drink lots of water.
Oh, we never mentioned that, did we?
We didn't, no. And I've just noticed I wrote it down, yeah.
Water.
Drink your water.
Drink your water. That's especially one of the other little things that we sort of get people to start doing when they come in and want to look at what they're putting
it's
in their bodies.
One of the main things we talk about when we go into like the habits podcast as well is one of the first habits is we try and get people to do is have a glass of water next to the bed. As soon as you wake up in the morning, drink that water.
Yeah.
And it's kind of what we call the power wake up, which he got from a guy called Joe DeFranco. And he was saying that before he has his coffee, so say you wake up in the morning, you've sweated, you breathe, you've expelled moisture, so you wake up in a dehydrated state. So he then says you have that coffee and, you know, you feel a bit more awake. So that's just because of the water, the fluid, it's got you hydrated. So he says wake up, have some water, the water takes you back to a normal level, then have your coffee and feel like a superhero.
Yeah.
Wow. See, water, I've come down to the conclusion on my journey that water is the magic drink.
Yeah.
It is.
Because you need it for everything.
Yeah.
And it helps to lose weight. It makes you feel fuller when you think you're hungry.
Yes.
I think it's well documented everywhere that water is that magic drink.
There's some pretty cool studies going on at the minute in regards to water and the feelings of hunger.
Yeah.
The different when you think you're hungry.
When you think you're hungry, it's quite often it's dehydration.
Yeah,
your body is telling you.
That we speak to Joe, one of the members at the gym last night. She was saying about I think it's like throat hunger. I've not read it, so I don't really know about it. But they're doing studies on looking at the different kinds of hunger that there are and understanding it. You know, but water. Drink your water.
Yeah, yeah. Just take water everywhere with you.
Yeah. I mean,
this is a podcast. You can't see it, but behind me, I have a bottle of water. My water.
And I have one in front of me.
You've got one in front of you.
I've got a coffee.
And you've got a coffee. Well, you know. Let's not talk about that.
No, yeah.
Right. Thanks very much, guys. Silk Fitness Therapy, where can people find you in case they just want to come down and have a chat about diets and whatnot, which we've covered today?
Okay, yeah, come down. Well, just come down and see us anyway. We're always there. But we're on just off Buxton Road on Green Street in the Green. So we're 6A the Green. There's a big sign outside, Silk Fitness Therapy. You can't miss us.
And what's episode 2 going to be for next week?
Looking more into macronutrients.
What's that?
Protein, fats, carbs, carbohydrates.
Are we talking weighing stuff out here or not?
Yeah, we can do
that. All right.
But no, it's talking about what they are.
What they are.
Understanding what protein is, what roles they play in the body, basically, and why they're important.
Right, okay.
It's, again, a lot of misinformation.
Good. Right, we'll sort that out then on the next podcast. Thank you very much for listening, downloading, share it wherever you like. And the Silk Fitness Therapy podcast series continues next week. Thanks, guys.
Thanks very much,
Thank
mate.
Thank you.